now playing.
Why so serious?
What is the Matrix?
You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What's in the box?
Like scary movies.
What does Marcellus Wallace look like?
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Movie reviews in 20 Qs.
Hello, good people, and welcome to a very, 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 very special edition of Movie Reviews in 20 Qs. Although this week, it's not Movie Reviews in 20 Qs, it's Movies Reviewed in 20 Qs. That's right, we're going special for our 50th episode, and we are going to review every single movie that has ever been. And to do it, I've brought back some of my favourite guest stars that have joined me live in the studio and to discuss movies in the past. We're going to start with, well, you know him from Spider-Man, you know him from the last drunk one we did, you know him, which was Bridesmaids, you also know him from the first drunk one we did. He's the founding member of the Muchu Rights Activists. It's Muchu Toro. How are you, bro?
Oh, not too bad. I'm actually feeling a bit nervous today. I'm looking around the room and there's a lot of intelligent movie people here. So in the movie pool stakes, I think I'm down in the shallow end. I've got the least amount of knowledge and I'm probably about to be the drunkest too. So yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
Feeling a bit nervous.
Check your floaties on, bro. Because next up we have a movie aficionado. No pressure, but if you get voted out, Emma, we're all going to laugh at you. It's Emma. How are you, Emma?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. And thank you for having me back for this special edition.
Oh, you're welcome. And we're also joined by the fifth most popular podcast from his home address. It's Kahu Tapsu. How are you, Kahu?
Yes. Fantastic.
Okay, so we're going to give you a rundown, quick rundown on how this is going to work. We've all had a couple of drinks and a couple of shots beforehand to get us started. But what we're going to do is we're going to take turns answering questions that we've all come up with and that we've had from some of our greatest fans and listeners send in to us. It's been great, guys. Thank you so much. And we'll thank you each individually when we get round to those blind questions. So we had a random draw to see who goes first. And these three guys picked the numbers that chose them to go first. And I get to sit this one out.
Because he pulled a Lando on us.
Yeah, pulled a Lando.
Hometown rules. It always just happens to be Sam that gets his way. The secret up the sleeve number.
I'm just waiting for Muchu to notice that I've swapped shirts since the last time since about 5 minutes ago. So what we're going to do is these three guys are going to answer a question that has been submitted to us. Stacey, who is incredibly hungover and couldn't stand the possibility of a drink, is going to judge us. She's going to decide who gave the best answer, just as for kudos. She's also going to decide who gave the worst answer. Worst answer has to do a shot and sit out the next round. Stacey, are you excited about this?
Yes, I'm super excited. This is an episode I've been waiting for ages.
You're ready to judge all of us?
Oh yeah, I'm judging you already.
May I just say, Stacey, even though you're hungover, you're looking very good tonight.
Holy shit, it's already started.
I would also like to pipe in, you know, since you got married, you became Shirley, but after the drinks last night, you'll be very surly tonight, so. Oh shit, we're supposed to compliments.
Yeah. Have you got a compliment, Kahu?
I think Stacey's always ready to judge us. Which isn't really a compliment.
It's not really a compliment, no. But anyway, guys, we'll get into it. Muchu, you're going to hit us with the plot. So what's the plot of movies?
The plot of movies is to sit down for an hour and a half to 2.5 hours if you're Peter Jackson and entertain the shit out of you using a whole bunch of incredibly talented actors, directors, and scenes that make you feel weird and wonderful in a whole different ways.
That's good. So giving it a score out of 10,000, what would you give movies, Emma?
10,000.
Perfect. What about you, Kahu? What would you give movies as a score out of 10,000?
I think movies really do what they intend to do, so I'm going to have to go with 10,000 as well.
I have seen a couple of movies, and I think they were movies, so I'm going to give them 10,000 as well. I think, yeah, it's a 10,000. Wow. Movies are definitely a 10,000 out of 10,000 for me.
I saw that one. It was a 10,000.
Yeah, it was.
I think we're almost in agreement, which is a first.
This is the first time on movie reviews in 20 years.
Yeah, I'm going to buck the trend here, and you know, I've watched a lot of movies, but I won't give it the same scores. I'll give it 10,000 as well.
Oh, good man, good man. So, yeah, before we get into it, as I said, Stacey's going to judge. We're going to do 20 questions. As I said, we got questions submitted to us. And the first one comes courtesy of Billy and Topher over at We Watch the Thing. Now, this is now all of our own personal questions we've prepared for. We've got answers for them. We're ready for them. These ones that we got from other podcasts and friends of the show, we don't know what the fuck they are. I swear on my sister's grave even that I have not listened to any of these questions. So you know how I had some answers written down on my piece of paper, Machu, for each of those questions? It was a figment of your imagination, bro.
Old Sam aces up his sleeves. Yeah. Hurley definitely didn't look at the answers and Google them before this.
So I'm going to hand this over to Stacey, and I'm going to play for us the very first question that we got submitted by We Watch the Thing that these three guys will answer. Stacey, from here on out, will ask all the questions and judge them.
Judge.
Jury. She's quizmaster,
judge, jury, and executioner. That's her. So I will take a seat after I play this question for you guys. The audio will sound awesome on the podcast because I would have copied in the source file onto it. So it's going to sound shitty to us the first time we play it, but it'll sound shitty on the podcast if anyone's wondering and thinks this is all a setup. Are you guys ready?
ready or not? Here I come.
Here we go.
What movie would be that friend who makes the whole table feel awkward by being rude to the waiter?
And the look of confusion covers their faces. Thank you, Tarifa.
It's got to be something like, you know, American Pie, especially if you're watching it with your parents, which would be kind of a weird choice to watch with your parents, to be honest.
You'll understand my noobness when I ask this question. What's the movie with Ron Jeremy in it? The news when he plays
Anchorman.
Anchorman 2, where he sits at the table and he starts
Ron
talking.
Burgundy?
Ron Burgundy. Yes. Shit, how many have I drank already?
Yeah.
What did I say, Ron?
Or maybe
Ron
you... maybe you were meaning word. Ron Jeremy, Machu.
Ron Jeremy. Is that not his name? Oh, shit. Yes.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Ron Jeremy from Anchorman 2. Oh, I just love the scene where he's talking about his girlfriend and he can't help but Blick. Keep calling Blick. Her Black. 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 This is interracial sex with Ron Jeremy.
the special cut.
Okay, so I was thinking maybe American Psycho, and the scene jumped into my head. You know the one where they're sitting with their business cards and everyone has to top each other's? So I feel like, yeah, that movie would be rude.
One that
the
makes
waiter.
Everyone feel awkward, sure. Yeah, when you throw down that, yeah. That bad card.
You know, I can just imagine them being like, I'll pay for it, put my gold American Express or whatever. And it's like, no, I'll pay for it. Yeah, and then maybe no one pays.
Well, it has just dawned on me how extremely difficult this is going to be to judge when I have not seen all these movies.
Have you not seen Ron Jeremy in Anchorman 2?
Maybe you'll need to pick out a number out of the bag.
So I think judge some of them. So Kahu was first in, so that you win. Just through pure, yes. Like, wittiness, speed. So speedy, I didn't even notice you'd answered.
That's me. And first.
Stacey's not even drinking.
So then I'm just tossing up between Machu and Emma, and I think Machu gets the shot.
Ooh. It gets beat up by the whole family. Okay, how awkward is that?
We're not going into any more deliberations. Final decision is final. What colour shot would you like? The red raspberry sours or the green apple sours?
Yeah,
green
rate,
guy.
Do rate the green sours.
Ooh, I'm in this.
Okay, so as a result, we've had a switch over. Machu is sitting this round out and Sam steps up.
Hello, good
so,
people.
Question two, what movie mashup would break the internet?
There's quite a lot of angry fans for both of these cinematic universes. I'm going with Star Wars and DCEU. That's right, Batman fighting Darth Vader. That would be enough for all DC fans and Star Wars fans to go, fuck this shit, write an angry petition, give up.
Ooh.
I'd also like to point out that currently they have raised $70 million to remake The Last Jedi. Angry fans have raised that much.
Shit. Yeah, you're kind of on the money there. I went for the Star Wars Star Trek mashup because I can just see it now, you know, like, the Klingons are attacking the Millennium Falcon, you know?
So Free Willy and Godzilla would break the internet, but I went with When Harry Potter Met Sally is like a really great movie yes. mashup that I think would be great.
I forgot to mention at the start, dear podcast listeners, the pressure's on. If this question is one of your questions and you get told you give the worst answer for your own question, you have to give two shots. And this question comes courtesy of Emma.
This is so difficult. I wonder if I can just quit this job. But
It's not your marriage.
Yeah, I've already quit that. No. So I, unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with Emma for the shot. Purely, I love. Hey, I loved your answer. However, I feel that the internet, in quote marks, would just go nuts if Kahu and Sam's.
You're probably right.
Answer. Okay, so now we've now got Machu back in for question number three, which is from Kahu. What movie would win a category at the Razzies and the Oscars?
So, I saw this pretty shit movie. Actually, two movies.
You've seen two shit movies.
It works because the actor's the same in both of them. So, I'm going for R.I.P.D. and Hollow Man. And they are both just terrible movies. The redeeming factor they have is that Kevin Bacon's in both of them. And Kevin Bacon is just a star. Even if he's kind of acting badly, he's kind of got that sort of... that charisma about him. So yeah.
I really wanted to go with Commando because I think that's the greatest movie ever, but it's definitely a Razzie. I just couldn't think how it could win an Oscar, so I went with Mulholland Drive because I thought that was the worst movie ever. And anyone that I talk to that knows anything about movies just rates it through the roof. So I'm like, well, must be an Oscar-worthy movie. Or only shit movies get Oscars.
I hate that movie. It's fucking horrendous. Okay, so when I looked at this, I thought, what's a classic amazing movie that could win Best Picture but has something fundamentally bad with it? And I might be playing to the judge here because she really likes this movie. I'm going with Breakfast at Tiffany's, which is an amazing classic film but has one of the most horrible racist stereotypes in the history of film history. I'm talking about Mickey fucking Rooney playing a Japanese man in the most worst case possible.
Okay, so just to wrap this up, the shot for this one goes to Machu.
What?
Because just unfortunately, I loved Sam's answer. That was great. And Kevin Bacon, I agree, Kahu. And I've never seen Mulholland Drive. I do like your logic, but I just don't. I haven't
seen it. Stacey Dow.
That surly comment at the beginning is coming back to bite me in the ass. Jeepers.
She's turning into Stacey Cowell, man.
Maybe I'll take one of those red shots to get on a good side.
Good shide.
I'd have mini shides.
Okay, so welcome back for question number four. This is one of Machu's questions, so look out, guys.
Oh, lucky Machu.
What film would make you strip naked and dance around a fire?
When I hear strip naked and dance around the fire, I think a shit ton of fucking drugs and liquor and everything else that you can get thrown down you. So I'm going with Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Ooh,
the ultimate
answer.
Road trip, uppers, downers, all arounders. Yes.
Okay, if you see me strip naked and dance around a fire, I've drunk the Kool-Aid and joined a cult. So I'm going to go with my favourite movie cult, and that is Rosemary's Baby.
Ooh, that's good.
I kind of feel I'm being eyed up for a shot here, but...
She's eye fucking you, bro.
I am partial to the odd bit of dancing nude around a fire. But what better movie than Castaway? I mean, you've got no other choice anyway. You're by yourself. Nobody's going to see.
He's gone with the clever.
He's got the Joker out.
And you're by yourself for so long, so just go nuts anyway.
Wow.
I don't think I've seen Kahu drink at all.
He's been drinking water.
That's because I've been winning.
They are all fantastic answers, guys. But I am going to have to go with Kahu because the other ones are at least dancing around in public.
Oh, Chris Fallon.
You took the easy option.
Too shy for that, bro.
So, question number five is another blind question, guys, from one of our amazing fans and a previous podcast guest, the lovely, beautiful Liz Ebrey. Okay, guys, are you ready to get your thinking caps on? Here's Liz's question.
Hey, guys, Liz here. Sorry I couldn't make your 50th, but have I got an awesome question for you? Oh, it's probably a bit shit, but anyway, if you had to live in a dystopian movie, which movie would you choose and why? Cool. Have fun, guys.
Fuck!
Amazing question there, Liz.
Dark City. Dark City is the world I'd live in because I could create the world that I'd want to live in by using magic.
It's like you're in Dragon's Den or Shark's Den or whatever it is. You're trying to sell this movie to me.
It's awesome. Have you not seen it? It's like The Matrix.
Okay, sounds cool, Machu.
I am going to go with Blade Runner 2049.
Why? So you get to hang out with Harrison Ford and Ryan Gosling?
Yes. I want to be spit roasted by both of them. They're both amazing men.
Okay, it's only
which one? Which one? Which one would be? Which one in the front and which one in the back? This is this your answer.
Put me on a lazy Susan, bro. Spin me around. I don't give a shit.
Do I have to give you another penalty shot?
No, you don't have to give me another penalty shot. No.
Lazy Susan. There's a name for the thing that goes round and round. It's called Lazy Susan. Susan. Lazy Susan. It's not so lazy. It's not so
AKA
lazy.
AKA a normal Machu.
Regular Sam.
Let me get back on point. Blade Runner 2049, shot by Roger Deakins, is one of the most beautifully stunning, amazing films. Like, sure, everything's gone to shit, but it's very beautiful. Just like The Judge.
Okay, Emma, hit us.
Okay, so if I had to live in a dystopian future movie, I would pick The Lobster. If you haven't seen this movie, it's a really good one. But if you don't find your mate in this future, within about 40 days or so, you'll turn into an animal of your choice. So that actually doesn't sound too bad.
Womp womp. Stacey hated that movie.
No, I did hate that movie, but Sam's already earned his penalty shot. So, Sam, you're the loser. All right, so Sam has departed, maybe never to return, and Kahu has stepped back in for question number 6. So this is courtesy of Sam. What 3 films would probably beat you up for your lunch money at school?
3 films that I think are young and cool, so would probably beat me up for my lunch money. So I went with It, Sing Street, and The Breakfast Club.
I had Mel Gibson in Payback with his character Porter, because he's a badass and he's definitely beat me up for my lunch money.
He'd probably kill you for your lunch money.
Yeah, for sure. I had The Hunt from the Wilder People, because Julian Dennison's a pretty big guy, and I reckon Ricky Baker running around with a gun, if I run into him, he's going to beat me up for my lunch money. And then I had Karate Kid, because I reckon if I ran into Cobra Kai, yeah, my lunch money's all going to be gone.
So Pulp Fiction, Godfather, pretty obvious reasons why. But my third one,
They would kill you for your lunch money. Yeah,
exactly. But my third one is Alive, because did you see how hungry they got in that movie? They'd pretty much do anything for your for your lunch.
They wouldn't steal your lunch money. They would just eat you, wouldn't they?
Oh, I feel a drink coming up.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I'm not
that hungry.
That red shot didn't do it for Stacey.
Yeah, bomb. Sorry, Kahu. Oh. Number 2.
Get it down, yeah. I'm back in. Wow, that was quick. I'm ready.
Welcome back, Sam, for question 7. What movie would you not want to run into at your high school reunion?
This is how embarrassing this movie is. It's I don't know if you remember She's the Man with Amanda Bynes and Channing Tatum, where she pretends to be
A man.
Yeah, Amanda.
And,
yeah.
And that is the most terrible movie, and I definitely do not want to run into those two people again.
I went down a different track, and I wouldn't want to bump into the movie that has become like this really, really good looking, fantastic film. So I went with Drive, which I just think is so amazing, and I would feel not so cool bumping into them at the reunion.
Human Centipede.
Did you not want to bump into the Human Centipede?
Do I need to say any more?
No, you don't.
Thank you.
Stop talking. So I'm going to go with Emma for the shot.
Yes.
Okay.
My terrible questions and I'm still here.
Question number 8 from the lovely Emma. What movie would you cheat on and who with?
So I would cheat on Alien with Starship Troopers.
Oh. How come?
How can you do it to her?
Because Alien is the sci-fi you need, but Starship Troopers is the one that you want.
Yeah. What's the line that they have? Come with me if you want to live. Is that the
one? No, it's do you want to live forever?
Sure, yeah, you got it. Yeah. So I am a massive fan of Captain America, the Winter Soldier, but I would cheat on that shit with Wonder Woman for very obvious reasons.
Oh, yeah. I love that answer.
I knew you would.
So
you guys are messed up.
Tough.
All right.
We planned this earlier. We rehearsed.
We're in sync.
I don't want to know
Shirley
about your role
and the
play.
Surly. I love Lethal Weapon. I love the trilogy, but I would cheat. I would cheat on it for the new buddy cop movie, 21 Jump Street. just because it's fun, it's hilarious, and, you know, even for no other reason other than it's newer and better, I would cheat on it for 21 Jump Street.
Shots, Machu.
Hey, the judge hasn't slammed a hammer yet.
Hey, I actually liked 21 Jump Street, so I'm afraid it's you, Kahu.
Oh, your hubris has killed you, Kahu.
You need to grab one of the... We're going to double down on those red shots there, Kahu.
Okay, Emma's back up to the plate for question number 9, courtesy of Kahu.
What
movie would suit or be made better with Billy Joel's We Didn't Start the Fire in the soundtrack?
Mad Max. Because
why?
Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire, goes through a whole bunch of pop culture references from the 50s, 60s and all that, 70s. Mad Max starts in 1980. Mad Max revolves around the idea that there's been a nuclear bombing around the rest of the world. Australia has suffered the after effects of that nuclear bombing. So Australia didn't start the fire, but they're the ones paying for it.
So pop culture references, you say? Because one of the movies that referenced a whole lot of pop culture references is Deadpool 2. And that's my answer, actually. And I love what Billy Joel says about his song. He says it's not really much of a song. It's one of the worst melodies I've ever written. And that's kind of like Deadpool 2, how it's self-depreciating. And, yeah.
I really love movies where the male lead sings to the female lead in vain of Stranger Than Fiction. So I thought this song would actually go really well in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. And Joel could sing this to Clementine, but it would be an acoustic version on a guitar and the scene when they're lying together. And I think that would be pretty great.
Oh, that's a really nice answer. And purely for the fact I've just forgotten what Sam's answer was.
Mad Max!
It's the shot.
Ah. I'm going to go Mad Max on you tonight.
Okay, question number 10 is our next blind question from the lovely Emily Higgins of the Tasteless podcast, who was our most recent guest, and we talked about Miss Congeniality with her, and it was heaps of fun. So I'm looking forward to hearing what this question is.
What two movies could swap their casts for either super great new movies or horrible new movies? Like, what two casts could switch and have the most impact on each other's films?
Rambo and Office Space. Is it that? But the Office guys are going to be pretty terrible in Vietnam trying to fight the Viet Cong, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, Rambo would be pretty good. I mean, I could actually see him saying, "So, I'm going to need you to come in Saturday."
Why are you looking at your answers, Kahu?
He's looking at a blank piece of paper. Going, still blank.
So I'm going with swapping the cast of Pitch Perfect with the cast of A Quiet Place. Because you could just imagine those Pitch Perfect girls just going, "Oh, we've got to be quiet, but really need to sing, but got to be quiet."
And then they just movie is terrible for us.
And then they just get ripped apart by the alien monsters.
Okay, so if I had to pick two movies and swap the cast with one for the other, I would put the cast of Bridesmaids in the movie Ghostbusters. Oh, wait, didn't they already do that?
Nice.
Is that your real answer, Emma?
Yeah, it is.
Oh. I'm sorry, Emma, but you have to have the shot.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Things are on the line for Machu with question number 11.
You're so going down.
This question is courtesy of Machu, so if he has the worst answer, he's two shots. So what film is most likely to make you want to join a gang?
I'd follow William Wallace into anything. If William Wallace came to my town and said, "We're going to fight the English," I'd be riding behind him. So Braveheart. Braveheart. There's nothing more that would make you want to join a gang than a fired up Scottish man wanting to beat up some
with an Australian accent.
Scotland's quite a big gang, though.
Like, yeah. It was the Wallace clan.
Are you saying everyone in Scotland's a gang?
They didn't all start. It started with one man. It was the one man gang, and then he brought in Machu, and then we took out England.
You're bound to get factions you know with he a gang lost the size of Scotland.
Got his balls cut off at the end of that movie. So
didn't see Machu up there getting his balls cut off because he was already defected.
I am going to go with Fast and the Furious 8. Do you know why? There's a ton of bald guys in that movie, and I think I'd fit right in. Jason Statham's bald, The Rock's bald, Vin Diesel's bald, Ludacris is bald. That
black guy that no one likes is bald.
They're all also tall and have lots of muscles.
Ludacris is short. Jason Statham is short. I'm short. I'm muscly. I'd fit right in. I'd fit right in.
They drive fast cars.
See what I can't do with Stacey's Honda Accord?
About 60 k's at top speed?
It's nothing. Civic. Well, even worse.
I'm going for Warriors come out to play. But not for their gang. Their gang was pretty shit. I mean, they were going for like the whole cowboy thing with their leather jackets.
What? Which gang are you joining?
You're going to be the Baseball Furies.
Yeah, I'm in the Baseball Furies.
He's going to pick the worst gang.
They got baseball bats. None of the other gangs have got any decent weapons.
Except for guns and knives and chains and shit.
Well, yeah. But your baseball bats are cool,
gang.
Man.
Yeah, it is a sci-fi gang. We drive around in cool-ass cars. We get fucked over by Shelley's Ferron. Who doesn't want to get fucked over by Shelley's Ferron?
Yeah. Freedom! Family!
I fight
family.
For freedom!
The family!
Sam all the shot.
What
I'm
a
sorry.
Shit gang that is. Yeah. Fast and the Furious.
I fucking hate those movies. Too. Yeah.
Question Shut number 12. What film would likely spend a night out crying about how they missed their ex? And this is from Sam.
Twilight.
Best answer.
Twilight, the New Moon, because...
You've seen that?
Yes, I saw it at the movies. I should take a shot just for that.
Yes.
Sub and Sam.
But Sam, yeah, Bella... Bella. Yeah.
Okay, you're out. Yeah.
Yeah. Bella.
Sorry, stop talking.
Bella just sits there crying the whole time.
You're out of here. Good night. Yeah. Goodbye. Good night.
I'll take the shot, but I'm still right.
That guy doesn't know shit. It's Titanic. It's absolutely Titanic. I can't remember why because I'm fucking had too much to drink. But I had a real good answer for this.
Okay.
They're all dead. Crying. How about can your they ex? Be crying?
Yeah, no. Because at the end, like her ex, not only just is her ex, he's dead. You know what I mean? But like that's not- the worst ex. And then she's still bloody got that like, you know, the jewel and she hasn't sold it and all that sort of shit. She's hanging
blah,
on.
Blah, blah,
she'd
blah.
Cry
she's
okay.
crying about it. She's telling the story. It's a love story.
Emma.
It might come across as a pretty macho film. But I've picked Rocky. So the film that would most likely spend a night crying about how they miss their ex, give this film a bottle of gin and it will be bawling into its bowl of nuts.
Adrian!
She fucking dies too. She's an elegant shit.
Yeah. Fuck, that's the winner.
Okay, my answer is Love Actually. The whole movie's just a big bunch of sob stories. It's like, oh, my wife's died.
We swore we'd never talk about that movie again, Kari.
Yeah.
Yeah, that film would spend the night and the day.
Yeah,
crying.
Yeah. Oh, my brother's in an institution. I can't bang my co-worker. Boo-hoo. I'm so sad. It's like, please, get over yourself.
Adrian.
Oh, this is a toughie. They're all good answers, but I'm going to have to go with Kahu for the shot.
What? Mm. We already had the shot.
No.
He said Kahu.
Another
she
shot for you.
No. That was a special shot for you. Right, moving right along. Question 13. This is one of my questions. What film would you want with you as your dance partner on Dancing with the Stars?
When I was at uni, the boys found this movie in my room, and I got it out from the video store, and I had
it on this podcast.
I got it at the video store, and like back when there was a video store, and I had it for about 2 months overdue. It's Jessica Alba and Honey. She's a dancer in that movie. And I've only watched it about 40 times, like all the way through too. I love that movie. I had Showgirls and Striptease, but actually Jessica Alba and Honey.
You picked Honey.
Wow.
Because
that's real. Done. Jessica Alba, she's amazing.
You're
she's like
in
an incredible
zone.
Dancer.
So if I was on Dancing with the Stars, I'm not a very good dancer myself. So I would pick a movie that wasn't, you know, one of the best dancing movies. I wouldn't pick Billy Elliot and, you know, I wouldn't pick Magic Mike. But I would pick... I'd pick a movie that everyone in the audience would love. It's such a great dancing movie. It's Happy Feet.
Ah.
So I went with Coyote Ugly. because those girls know how to dance and they look fucking cool as shit.
So me and Sam are in the bottom two.
Yes. Obviously. Yeah.
Okay.
So wait, who would win? Who would win in dancing, the actual Dancing with the Stars out of our...
Based on those movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, girl out of Coyote Uglies.
What's his name? You know, the Happy Feet Penguin. Yeah, he's so cute.
Well,
ain't no one voting out Happy Feet.
No one's voting out Happy Feet.
Happy Feet's the winner because it's just so fun and they love dancing, right?
And Honey, she's looking after underprivileged children. Getting them.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this doesn't really matter. No, Machu, you're shot.
Shit.
Cannot believe that Coyote Ugly has won an answer. I am I'm going to shut up because I'm getting looked at that I might get another shot.
Yes. Okay, guys, so we've got Kahu back in the mix for question 14.
Whose is the question?
Which is from Emma. So, Emma.
Pressure's on, Emma.
Pressure's on.
14. Yikes.
So, what film would you erase from your life if you could?
Okay, so... Early to mid 2000s, I watched like a lot of shitty movies as being like half of a couple that you tend to do. And this one was the one I would erase from my life would be How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Oh, I love that movie.
I hate that movie.
That was that whole period when Matthew McConaughey. Shot for Stacey. It doesn't have Heath Ledger in it.
Rest in peace. 10 things I hate about you.
That whole period where...
Actually, Matthew McConaughey. I love it.
He did like sort of 10 identical rom-coms in a row, and they were all shit. But this
one
I saw multiple times, and it got shittier and shittier.
Okay, so the movie I would erase from my memory is... It's a remake of one of my favourite movies, which is the remake of Psycho, which I would wish to erase from my memory because it was
such a good choice.
So bad. It was so bad. And it, yeah, why? Why would you even go there?
Yes, I totally agree.
Especially with the cast and actors. Oh, shit, that's a good choice. Can I flip the script on this question? And can I go with a movie that should be erased from everybody, living or dead's memory?
By telling us about it, isn't that kind of spoiling?
No. Like, if I'm saying if we can erase one movie.
Okay.
Yep. So the movie I want to erase from history is Triumph of the Will by Leni Riefenstahl. Triumph of the Will is the 1935 Nazi propaganda film that made everyone fall in love with Hitler in Germany and created World War II.
Shut. That was so weird.
My other choice is Battlefield Earth, which is the fucking Scientology movie from 2000.
One choice these days. You don't get two choices.
I'm going with that. Hey, get out of here. You're supposed to be sitting down. Battlefield Earth, one of the worst movies of all time. Fucking killed John Travolta's career and Barry.
But nobody saw it.
Yeah, I didn't see that one.
Everyone saw that.
Okay, I'm going to have to give this to Kahu.
Yeah, fuck you, Kahu.
You can't erase Matthew McConaughey and get away with it.
Oh, I agree. Just that movie. And every other identical one he did.
Okay, so question number 15 is one of our blind questions. And this one is from one of our co-hosts who can't be here today. So I'm sure this will be a goodie. So thanks to Spanky, here is question 15.
What's your most memorable movie experience and why? Can be positive or negative.
Probably 300 because we're in San Francisco. We got a bottle of Jaeger and we watched it and drank the bottle of Jaeger while we're in there and just roared out of the theater after watching 300 half-naked men just battle to the death. And it was, I've never been so fired up in my life.
One of my most memorable movie experiences would be when the movie Titanic came out. I went and saw it twice at the movies, which is a big thing when you're a young person going to see any movie, but it just kind of lifted my whole love for film and Leonardo.
He is an amazingly good-looking man.
I am going to pick Star Wars from 1997, when they re-released the special edition. And the reason why I'm picking that is because I went and saw it in a theatre over in London. There was literally no one else in the theatre. Got to see one of my favourite films of all time on the screen. And then when I walked out, a woman came up to me and said, "Hey, you're kind of young, but for £30, I'll have sex with you." First time I've been approached by a prostitute. How could you forget that at the age of 14?
Oh my gosh.
It's a pretty memorable experience, I guess. Yeah.
Saw my favourite movie, lost my virginity.
£10 down, you cheap motherfucker.
Hey, you pay per second, bro.
This is really difficult to choose because they're all quite different answers. So Machu's, from what I can gather, was like a gay drinking And Sam's was a being propositioned.
He had sex with a prostitute, basically. That's what that. That's the moral of that story.
You got to get it into count, bro.
Emma was actually sex talking about Star the movie.
Hey, I was in Star Wars. It's my favourite movie, reissued.
Have you Look, not Leonardo went down with that ship that night, so I'm happy to go down.
I went down on that prostitute.
I'm happy to bow out.
Sam's gone down.
All you want to talk about going down?
Emma, take the shot.
I just like to point out that she didn't actually proposition me.
Take a shot for the
shot.
Sounds like Sam propositioned a random woman at 14.
Oh shit, this is my question.
So this is Kahu's question.
Yeah, oh. You've got to give it to Kahu.
So if Collusion. Nicolas Cage farted a movie, what would it be?
What? Babe, I know how much you love Nicolas Cage impressions.
I'm gonna get in first.
What the What is that about?
So Sam, shot.
You gotta have a red. You gotta have a red.
A red shot.
Two reds.
Okay, so
a red shot for my red princess.
So I'm going for a movie that's based around a whole bunch of people in small spaces, which is Cube. because nice. I feel that Nicolas Cage's acting is quite intense, and I imagine that one of his farts would be quite intense in a small space as well. So I'm going with Cube.
I thought
we had to create our own movie. Yeah, is that what you were about to say? Yeah. Come up with, or have you got a movie that you?
I thought Nicolas Cage is quite shit, and if he did a fart, that's also shit. So what's so bad that it actually turns out to be good? Like does two shits make something that's not so
no,
shitty?
It's just doubly shit.
So that's not what I went for. I went for the two shits make something actually quite good, and this is like I went for Roadhouse because I thought that was going to be a real shit movie. With roundhouse kicks and all sorts of weird stuff going on, but it actually turned out to be one of my all-time cult favourites.
I completely didn't understand this question. I thought we were supposed to pitch our own movie starring Nicolas Cage.
Start a movie.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
You want to hear a Nicolas Cage movie?
Yeah, well, it hasn't been made yet.
It hasn't. This involves a screaming baby man-child who has to save the president from angry pygmies. Oh, and there's an asteroid. Angry baby screaming, imagine picking me, you fucking asteroid man.
Okay, Sam, you're safe.
Thank you.
Wow.
Eat my ass.
It was before you bought
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, E.
He literally did nothing.
I created a
my fucking
name's
movie. My name's Sam. Yeah. Asteroid. Asteroid.
In your mind.
You were safe, Sam.
Asteroid.
This is Nicolas Cage Armageddon mixed with Olympus Has Fallen. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah, and they're both really
pygmies,
good movies.
Pygmies, asteroids.
Yeah, okay. With pygmies.
Sam
yeah.
out.
It's too hard to choose between Kahu oh, and Machu. No. So, on the law of averages, it's Machu's turn for a shot.
Oh, that's good then.
Oh.
I thought you were going to double down, but decision is final.
Okay, so do you want to be back in? Because it's
no.
your question.
I'm just hovering around. Well, fuck off, you creep.
Okay, question 17 is from Machu. What film would you go gay for?
Magic Mike.
That's just too obvious.
It's
yeah,
superficial.
I don't give a shit if it's too obvious. Channing all over my Tatum. Going with Magic Mike.
Okay.
All right. I see some lawbreakers here tonight.
You've got the magic in you, eh, Sam?
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey, Channing Tatum. How could you not go gay for... Hang on. How could...
Jeez, you're running out of room for your lazy Susan, Sam.
That's true. That's a good valid point. I'll take the shot.
Okay, I took this question a bit differently, as in I took it as in what genre would be the opposite of what I normally would enjoy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So a genre that I wouldn't normally go for would be action, car racing type movies, but a film that I absolutely love is Baby Driver.
Oh, nice.
So you'd go lesbian for Baby Driver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was pretty confused by this one even before I started taking shots. I watched Escape from New York last night, and I mean, Kurt Russell and his eye patch, that just kicks ass, so that'd be my one.
You want to escape from his New York?
That makes no sense.
What does that even mean?
You want a New Yorker's escape? I'm at a loss here.
You say one thing and you...
Yeah.
You want a Russell as Kurt? Russell as Kurt, does that work?
You're getting the shot, Kahu.
Oh,
this is rough. You're in the firing line tonight, Kahu. What have you done?
Get it down, you Kahu.
What do we not know about?
No, it's fair. Oh, question 18. What film What film would you show to aliens to convince them not to blow up Earth? And this is courtesy of Sam.
Okay, so I went with Let's Show the Aliens, a movie that, you know, after watching it, you wouldn't want to blow anything up. So I went with one of my favorite comedy movies, Anchorman, because maybe after showing the aliens this, 60% of the time, 100%, they won't blow anything up, including the Earth.
That's a cute answer. I've got something better.
Okay.
Independence Day. Aliens come to Earth, like, hey, how you doing? What are you up to? Yeah, sweet, watch this movie. This is what fucking happens to you if you fuck with Earth. We will not go quietly into the night. We will not go out with a fight. This is our Independence Day.
Righto, Donald Trump.
No, I'm Bill Pullman. Paxton Pullman, whichever one it was.
Bill Pullman.
I was a bit lost for this movie because I searched all the movies with people in it and everyone's just terrible. Man, if I was an alien, I just want to fucking kill people, eh? We can get them. But no, Lion King, I thought it was an amazing story. The circle of life that teaches all the life lessons about what's important on Earth. And it's got some great songs. It's got Elton John singing some amazing things, talking about, it's got a love story.
Cartoon version or the new live version?
Oh, I like the live version. Mm. I like it.
Great cast. Yeah, Beyonce, yeah.
It's got
Seth
different
Rogen.
Songs and everything, yeah. Mm. Wait, Seth Rogen? Is this the American live version?
It hasn't even come out yet.
You didn't state when the aliens are coming.
Yeah.
Emma wins just purely for that comment alone.
Guys can take shots.
And I love the angle of the Lion King, so I'm sorry,
what?
Sam.
Oh,
Independence Day. Sake. It's too obvious.
It's Independence Day.
Okay, question 19. What movie would you most like to show your child or children?
I've got a little kid, and I like to show him Foot Rot Flats because it's show girls. Yeah, it can break into the internet bloody storage unit for that one. But Foot Rot Flats because it's like a great New Zealand film. It's urban, it's got a couple of Maldives in it, it's fun, it's light, and it's a great movie, and it's something that I grew up with. I've watched it about 50 times, and I just love that movie.
Nice.
Lord of the Rings for me. My boy's nearly 12, so we'll go with that. I think it's a good age to, you know, get some orc-killing action going on, so sweet. Not The Hobbit, though. Those movies were shit.
Okay, so I think I have the oldest child out of everybody here, so I have a teenager well into her teens, but I have shown her movies that I loved when I was younger, and now she says they're her favourite. So these are movies like Stand By Me, The Goonies, The Lost Boys, like movies I just loved, and now it's really, really cool that she does too.
Stand By Me is great, yeah.
Yeah.
This is really, I don't think I can pick an answer for this one.
We all showgirls.
They're all good, Sam. If we have future children and you show them Showgirls, you're fired.
Fired.
You're fired from
Beast. Donald Trump runs in the family. Can we all do the last one?
Yes, yep. Mm.
Before we get into that, I'd just like to say a very special thanks to our blind Q. It is the Countdown Podcast. Now, when we started this podcast a couple of years ago, I didn't know what the fuck I was doing, didn't know how to promote anything, blah, 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 whatever. Found the hashtag Pod and Family, went on it and started looking around at all the different podcasts that were out there. And I found the Countdown Podcast. And I'll tell you what, from the first listen, I was hooked. These guys are great, they're awesome, and they're the first place I reached out to and said, hey, what's up? I'd love to be on your podcast. And they very kindly said, yeah, sweet, come along. Why not? And we did the Black Panther episode, Paul, you're a legend. You've come on my one as well. And I'm very proud to end our 50th episode with the question from you guys. So here it is.
All right, Sam and co, this is Paul from the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast. Congratulations on 50th episodes. It's 50 not out. It's not a bad effort at all. Look forward to the next 50 on your way to the century, which is probably about as many hundreds as the New Zealand cricketers will make against the Aussie cricketers over the next 5 years. All right, so here's my question. Now, following on from your recent episode where you got a little bit kinky, shall we say, talking about some of the characters in The Departed, what film would dominate you in the bedroom and why? And what film would be your submissive in the bedroom and why? There you go. Have fun with that one, boys and girl, if Stacey is around for this episode. Been a pleasure. Look forward to hearing a whole hell of a lot more of you all in the near future. Cheers.
Holy shit.
That's a good one.
We saved the best for last, and I again promise you I didn't listen to these before it. Well done, Paul. That is fucking awesome.
The movie that would dominate me in the bedroom, and it's a terrible movie actually, is Penelope Cruz's Woman on Top. Have you seen that? It's like, yeah, no. she's basically all she can do is have sex on top of guys. And every time they try to move her, she's like, no, hold okay. guys down.
What about your submissive?
Don't look at me.
So you dominate them. You dominate the movie.
The movie with Indecent Proposal, where she just has to, you know, submit to Robert Redford. And, you know, they put they're playing a game of pool, and he says, you know, I'll sleep with you for $1 million, but you got to sleep with me. So yeah, that would be the submissive movie.
So I haven't seen Hereditary yet, but that looks pretty shit scary. So I'm gonna say I'm gonna be submissive to that.
Hereditary, what's that about?
Ooh, it's, going it's, out on a limb there.
It's, I just it's have a to horror say movie. I saw that last night. It's actually not even scary.
Oh, okay.
Well,
that's a bit of a downer.
Kahu's getting the show.
You can't pick a movie you haven't seen,
but. And this is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Oh, he's blindfolded and it's dominating.
Terminator 2, I'll dominate that.
You yep. dominate Arnie.
There's no way you could dominate Arnie. And Linda Hamilton, she's doing like fucking chin-ups and shit.
Yeah, I'd lower Arnie straight into that molten metal pit.
You'd push that down, butter, no problem.
I guess I'll just have to go with like my favorite big-scale movie. Spoke about it earlier in the evening, Titanic. I guess would dominate me. Big boat.
That's a great answer. Much
What movie would you dominate, Emma?
And so I guess I'd dominate Speed 2 because, yeah.
One boat I get dominated by, the other boat I dominate.
Hey, big boat.
What's bigger than a boat? An asteroid. That's right, I'm going with Armageddon. Just like Bruce Willis, who kills himself at the end, I'm going out with a bang.
How can you and asteroids, eh?
And what movie am I going to dominate? I'm going to go. The movie I'm going to dominate is Solo, A Star Wars Story. No balls, I'll dominate the shit out of that movie.
So Kahu has to have a shot for picking a movie he's never seen.
Keeping with tradition. Yes!
Get it down here, Kahu.
Yes, Kahu has to drink.
We're not picking on anyone. Kahu drinks.
I'm sorry, Kahu. I'm just purely based on answers.
You should be sorry.
That is great. I loved it.
Okay, guys, so that brings us down to the end of the podcast. So, any final words? Any other movies you just feel like the need to throw in there for any reason?
I'd just like to give a big thank you to Stacey, who's done very well being our question master, our judge, and has dished out a ton of shots to all of us. It's been really great. Can we have a round of applause for Stacey? Well done.
Well done.
In a sea of stupidity, she's managed to build a boat and get the fuck out of it. Well done, babe. You've done really well. And I'd also like to thank all of you guys, because you've all come on for no rhyme or reason other than to enjoy talking about movies, and you've done well. Thank you, Kahu. Thank you, Emma. Thank you, Machu.
I'm not thanking either of you.
I'll thank both of you, and we were also roped in with the free alcohol, so.
Yeah, we missed the All Blacks tonight for this, so it's a special night.
It is true. And the other person I'd love to give a massive thank you is to Sam Hurley. Thank you so much, Sam Hurley.
In all seriousness, this podcast would not be going anywhere without the hard work and dedication of Sam. Setting it all up, researching the equipment, buying the equipment, doing the editing, prodding everyone to get their questions in every week, and teeing up some amazing guest hosts. So thank you, Sam.
And also the actual person that did that, which is Stacey.
Shot, guys. 50 episodes.
So again, we'll turn our mind to the people that submitted questions. Thanks again to We Watch The Thing. Emily Higgins came on recently to do Miss Congeniality from the Tasteless Podcast. And thanks again to Paul from the Countdown Podcast. Great guys. Back to our other guests, former guests, Spanky and Liz. And thanks again for your questions and submitting them. It's been great. And next week is Top Gun with Gidget Von Roo of the Retro Cinema Podcast. But anyway, that is thanks from me.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks from me. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, I'm just out.
Chit chit.
few nationalities we haven't insulted on this podcast.
We haven't done Antarctica, but fuck those penguins.
I'll be a crab.
Then survive.
Yeah, because he can hide under the sand. You've got a little gang.
You already got crabs, bro.
Yeah. Are we just joining my mates downstairs?
Okay, guys. Twition number... Twition. Question.
She's not even drinking.
Twition.
Yeah, free shots for Machu. He jacked off to Love Actually.
Sounds like he took a shot last night.
Yeah.
In his undies.
Okay. Yeah, we already decided before this question it was going to be Machu.
Thank you again, Paul. We love it. We haven't even heard it. What the fuck am I talking about?
So we love something we haven't heard.
Yes.
Because I've definitely heard it. My name's Ace Up My Sleeve, Sam.
Yep. I must say your eyes are looking more awake than they usually are this time of night. Much after this mini drink.
No, pass.
Yeah. What the fuck? Jeez, this is degenerated.
I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
I'm drunk. I don't want to
say that. Okay, guys, I'd just like to remind you that we actually need to be able to publish this. So you need to, like, clean it up a bit. Or you're all getting shots. So, question two.